Soul Talk Podcast is your guide to all things wellness. On this podcast, you'll find many episodes with the scope and focus on health, wellness, and life. Welcome to episode 46 of Soul Talk Podcast. This episode is one about lunations again, so I'm sure you've been getting into the routine, hopefully you have anyway, that every 2 weeks there's an episode on the moon. So, you know, every 2 weeks it'll be either a new moon episode or a full moon episode, depending on where we're at. So this one is about the full moon in Leo. So it takes place, I'm recording this on the 24th of January, so it takes place on the 25th of January, which is tomorrow. So just there's lots of other things happening as well, and I'll talk a wee bit through that. I had a women's circle on Sunday there, the 21st of January, and brought in, and it was all about the full moon in Leo and the energy of that and what it means, and you know what we can work towards, and you know what energies are coming in and all the rest of it, as well as different things that are happening with the planets and things. So the women's circle was about deep winter rest. So it was a cacao ceremony and it was yin yoga. And speaking of deep winter rest, my dog is literally sitting here beside me snoring. And I don't have the heart to put him out of the room, so I'm just gonna let this be part of it. Apologies if you can hear him. Speaking of heart, don't have the heart to put him out of the room. Funny use of language there, because the full moon in Leo is all about being heart led and leading from the heart. The full moon, the Leo is the heart focused sign in the zodiac chart. So you know, Leo, the lion, heart of the lion, and so we're being called to look at what we want, what does our body desire, where can we be more heart-led, as in, you know, not operating anymore from this place of fear or what the mind wants or what the mind is telling us to do, and actually listening to the body and listening to our hearts. What does our heart want? What does our heart desire? And in the circle on Sunday, so that was Sunday the 21st of January, that was the full moon in Leo, deep winter rest, women's circle. And it's so much more than a women's circle, because it's there's an element of yin yoga in there, so you get your deep winter rest yin yoga, and then we have a cacao ceremony as well and a sharing circle. And I always say, I just want to actually tell you a wee bit about the women's circle before I get into the full moon. So the women's circle, and if you're not interested in this, just skip ahead a wee bit. I can't tell you how long, because I'm not sure how long I'll talk about this, but not too long. So the women's circle was, I kind of say at the start of these, you know, just a warning that it's a deep healing session, so you can really expect to be completely exhausted after. You can expect a lot of emotion to come up. You can expect to be exhausted, fatigued, emotional, and all sorts of different emotions for days, sometimes weeks following. You know, it can bring up a lot. So I always start with saying that, and with, you know, just warning that. It's the same as a one-to-one, you know, it's a deep healing session. And this particular women's circle it happened in the depths of winter, so we're currently still in the depths of winter, and it was just about that deep winter rest and calling yourself inward rather than, you know, all this external energy that we give to other people and other things, including our jobs, which, you know, sometimes we've no choice and all the rest of it. So yeah, the circle was it was really special. I mean, they always are really special, but this one just felt like extra special. I just feel like I've been wintering for since winter began, basically. And now I'm like, oh my God, hurry up and be spring so I can feel more alive. I just feel really exhausted, like I'm just in this winter coma. I can't even explain it. It's just, and I was actually speaking to my mentor and friend. So self-mastery, I mention her a lot on my episodes, Lee, and she was actually saying to me something that I never thought of. She was actually saying to me that probably the reason why I am extra feeling this winter is because this is the first winter, you know, in my adult life that I've actually been able to be in my winter. So for example, now that I am away from working in the corporate world, working 9 to 5, running myself into the ground, and now that I'm self-employed and I'm doing this for a living, and my yoga and my women's circles and my one-to-ones and my corporate yoga and all the rest of it, I'm actually able to give myself the time and work my schedule out around myself so that I can be in this deep winter. And she said that, like, basically, it's almost as if all your winters have come at once here because you're giving yourself the space and time to allow it to come in. So I'm like, great, fucking great. I'm exhausted here. Finishing my cacao. So yeah, that really feels very true, very potent. So I'm just, again, like I just feel like I'm just letting that be, you know, I'm just letting it flow. And like, if I could recognize any changes in myself lately, it's just the trust. Like, I'm just trusting that how I'm feeling and what's coming in is exactly meant to be here. My body is craving rest. There hasn't been a morning this month of January that I have got out of bed with ease. I've barely been doing morning walks. I've been getting up late. I've been having cacao. I've been going back to bed. And I'm just trusting that, you know, if I let my body have this rest, that I'm going to reap the rewards for that come spring, you know, coming out of winter. So I'm just really trying to lean into that. So the circle as well, the circle was all about forgiveness. So the full moon encourages us to look at where we can forgive people or forgive ourselves or bring forgiveness into our lives. Another thing that I brought in was, I actually had a reading done last week by Elemental Wellness, Sherry Poland, who is an absolute, oh my God, she's amazing. So it was just so on point and so good. I couldn't recommend her enough. I'll put her notes in the bio as well. And she was really encouraging me to like meditate for now, for the foreseeable, on who am I, you know, like who is Carla? So who is Carla when she's not Yoda's mummy? And who is Carla when she's not Ran's girlfriend? And who is Carla when she's not Dara's sister? And who is Carla when she's not Rose's daughter? And who is Carla when she's not, like, you know, branded as this yoga teacher or, you know, women's wellness worker or even from previous, like, which feels like a past lifetime and of working in corporate world, working in marketing. So I've been leaning into that, and she also picked up on, she was talking about my throat chakra and my throat, and you know, that's where we hold our communication, that's where we hold guilt, that's where we hold shame, and where we will find you know, blockages if we're not communicating or speaking our truths or being our true authentic selves. So I was letting all that sit with me, and then I thought, I was planning the circle and I was like, I just felt like I couldn't really get into planning mode because I'm finding that more and more lately, even with yoga classes. It's just letting the energy come in and letting the guidance come in and just trusting that however things go is just exactly how they're meant to be. So I did sit down anyway and I pulled a few cards and I was like, right, what am I bringing into circle? What do the women need? And I just asked Spirit to guide me, you know, what do the women need? What do the women want? How can I serve them? How can I hold space for them? And just trusting that, again, I can and I'll give them exactly what they need and all the rest. So it kind of just dawned on me that the throat chakra and the who am I and all that from the reading was coming through days before my women's circle. And I thought, I think a lot of that's meant for the women too. So I brought all of that into the circle too. And sure enough, when I'd done the Sharon circle at the... when I'd done the Sharon circle almost at the end, probably more than half of the women in the room were talking about how they had had recce done lately, and they actually got readings done around their throat chakra, and there was energy picked up around their throat chakra, and they have a lot of blockages. And you know, some of them were saying they work in a male dominated industry and they feel that they can't fully speak their truth or step into themselves. And then there was a lot around receiving as well. So a lot of women were talking about that they're always sort of giving and not feeling that receiving back. So at the end, we done like a hands-on giving each woman individually our love and just to encourage them to receive. So it's just a wee tool that I picked up from a previous women's circle that I had been to, again with elemental wellness. So I brought that in, it was lovely. So lots of emotions. In the women's circle, we also brought in acupressure points, which naturally we do in yin yoga anyway. You know, even if you're not actually physically present, acupressure points, when you're doing yin yoga, you're working on those points just with the deepness of the postures. Yeah, and at the end of this episode, I'm gonna talk you through, I'm gonna guide you through some of the journaling prompts so that you can do some journaling at the end here. I wanted to read you a wee quote just before I begin to talk about the full moon in Leo. So it says, "There is nothing more important to true growth than realizing that you are not the voice of the mind, you are the one who hears it." So I thought that was quite nice as well, just to sort of help detach from the mind, from the headspace, and get into the heart and get into the body. So I'll move on now to the full moon in Leo. So as I say, the full moon in Leo is heart-led. It's all about being heart-led. It's all about authenticity, self-discovery, you know, who am I? Asking, who am I? So we've entered Aquarius season on the 20th of January. So Aquarius traits are, you know, adventurous, and Aquarius season is all about speaking your truth. So we're moving from the earth sign Capricorn. So it was Capricorn season right up to the 19th of January. And then as of the 20th of January, we've moved into Aquarius. So we've moved from earthy, grounded Capricorn season, where we're in a place of self-reflection, into our sign Aquarius, where we're being invited to take the learnings from Capricorn season and run with them. So Aquarius is known for its adventure-seeking qualities, and we're being called at this time also to worry less about how we're being perceived by other people. So if you're worrying about what other people think of you, we're being invited to look at that, to let that go, to move forward from that. And also, you know, not just that, but when we are worried about what other people think of us, it's not just that, oh my God, what are they going to think of me? It's that actually, when we're so worried about what other people think of us, it'll change our lives, because we'll not actually do what we want to do, and we'll not actually step into who we want to be. And, you know, so it's living in this fear-based place. So we're being invited to look at that as well. You know, where are you being held back? Where are you holding yourself back because of worry and fear about what other people are thinking about you. It's important to say as well, just that Pluto has shifted. So Pluto has shifted. It just spent 15 years in Capricorn, which started in the financial crisis, which was 2008. And it has just moved into Aquarius. So this is all about death and rebirth and destruction. So destruction can seem like a really scary word, but actually destruction can be where the growth is. So it's, you know, breaking down what doesn't serve us, destructing old layers, shedding old skin, letting ourselves be the full, the fullest expression of ourselves, and breaking down all the walls that sort of keep us in this wee container. So I'm actually going to read you a wee bit from Farah Siddiq's Instagram. She's one of the sources that I follow about lunations and planet changes and all the rest of it. And she is pretty amazing. I love, love, love her stuff. So she talks about Pluto going into Aquarius being about the ancient future. She says, Pluto, the planet of transformation, leaves Capricorn after a 15-year dance. The most significant part of this transit was the Saturn-Pluto conjunction exactly 4 years ago. It's when the world shut down and changed forever. Saturn-Pluto conjunctions are about the security in our world, governments, and the shadow of control. Saturn focusing on karma and time. This Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn activated the collapse of multiple karmic timelines. This is the reason the last 4 years has been a brutal but necessary alchemy. The work doesn't stop as Pluto moves into revolutionary Aquarius. Aquarius energy is about humanity and the collective innovation and forward thinking. This transit will activate the root chakra for everyone. So the root chakra is all about our home, our base, our security, our stability, where we feel safe. Pluto in Aquarius is about technology, and we will be seeing more advancements, especially when Jupiter moves into Gemini, middle of this year. Crypto, consciously made tech, and AI will be on the forefront. People will fall in love with tech again. We are escaping polarization within ourselves to ascend duality. The world is still in that duality. It's hard to manage the harmony within while the old consciousness is holding on for dear life, destroying whatever it can as it's on its way out. It's already happening. This is the shift. She says, Pluto will be going into fixed sign. Fixed energy is about responsibilities, execution, desires, and goals. If you've been laying the groundwork for your visions, this is the time where they will be birthed through you, not from you. Our creations are co-creative and do not belong to us, but to the collective. That's the Aquarian way. She says, Pluto in Aquarius wants change and revolution. We will be seeing more activism over this transit as well, which will last until 2024. Sorry, I'm reading this really funny because I'm just trying to... She says, finally, may you be held and uplifted by community. May you be fearless and innovative in your path. May you honor your unique expression. May we embrace radical change with unconditional love for one another. May we carry the wisdom of the ancients, into the future. New ancestors. And so it is. She always ends with, and so it is. So where am I? Yeah, so there is a collective shed at the minute. You know, we seem to be shedding old skin, unraveling parts of ourselves that we need to shed so that we can move forward and grow in the expansion and just to connect with newer, updated versions of ourselves so that we can excel and expand and be who we need to be. So there's an invitation for us to step into this and encouragement from the ancestors that it's time. So when I was actually writing this episode, all I could see was it's time, like the words it's time. So I don't know who needs to hear that, but there you go. I want to also remind you that we're still in winter. I know I've been banging on about this for the last couple of episodes now, but With the energy of winter, we're being called inward to explore the darker parts of ourselves. So there's an episode about shadow work if you want to have a look back and have a listen if you're interested. Shadow work is about looking at the parts of ourselves that we keep in the dark and hidden. So we may hide these parts of ourselves because we don't want anyone else to see them. So therefore we attach shame and or guilt to our shadows because we've put these qualities of ourselves into the dark, suppressing parts of ourselves that were once rejected, for example, or we were made to feel bad about them or odd about them, and we hide them because we feel that if people see these parts of us, they won't love or accept us. So for example, what example could I give? So for example, you know, for example, look at anger, as this is a really, really common one and one that comes up very often in my one-to-ones. If you look at anger, we very often, and a lot of us do this, we very often suppress ourselves when it comes to anger. We don't let ourselves be angry. We don't let ourselves get annoyed. And when we do get angry and annoyed and we shout at people and those closest to us, or we have fallouts and whatever, we attach so much shame and guilt to it. You know, oh my God, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I shouldn't have did this. I shouldn't have done that. When all you were really doing was, probably in an unhealthy way, to be fair, was expressing your feelings and your wants or needs or setting boundaries. So rather than doing that in an angry, unhealthy, unstable, destructive way, I'm using destructive in a more negative term now, but you know, how can you use that sacred rage, as it's called, you know, to use it to set boundaries, so to step into your voice, to step into your power and go, okay, I'm not going to get angry with you, but here's what I need from you. And then other techniques that you can use to manage your anger is, like, you know, punching a pillow or screaming into a pillow. You're not hurting anybody by doing that, and no one ever has to know. I offer shadow work as part of my one-to-one work, so reach out for more information. Lots of people reach out to me about the menstrual cycle because I do a lot of work around helping women to live cyclically and understand their cycles. But what people don't seem to understand is that most of my work then goes into emotional work, and a lot of, you know, period pain or conditions or, you know, lack of the period actually coming, or, you know, not ovulating and all that, is because of things like shadow work and inner child work. You know, we need to be doing this work so that we can connect back to our emotions and connect back to ourselves. So that's something to think about as well. Also, the energy that winter is bringing in is that we're being called to rest. So you only have to look outside at nature and witness the death in nature, in preparation for spring pouring back, pouring life back into nature. So it's exactly the same for us, exactly the same. When nature is resting and dying and shedding, we are being called to do the same. The problem is that we don't, and sometimes we just can't because our lifestyles don't allow it. So, you know, it's not to say listen to this and beat yourself up if you're not able to rest in winter. It's just begin just by bringing the awareness in, and being conscious of it. And in winter, it's said that the feel is thinner to the spiritual realm as well. So it's a more potent time to connect with the ancestors. We're all in this massive death portal at the minute, which is winter. And again, that's not a scary thing. That's just to say that, you know, it's time to let something die so that something better can grow or be born or be created. And just going back to what Farah Siddiq was saying, you know, it's not that you're going to birth it. It's going to be that it's going to be birthed through you, like an idea. Could be an idea, could be a baby, could be a project, could be whatever. I actually picked the Key of Life card in my Isis Oracle deck the other day after the Women's Circle. Thought that was really interesting. I'll read the wee bit out here where it says, hold on. Oh, here it is. So the Ankh pretends new life being born through you now. It could be in a creative sense or in a physical sense. the terms of health or even a child that wishes to be born, or a new project that needs to be created in service to humanity. So again, it's just about connecting to yourself and letting come in what needs to come in. And if you need guidance on that, you know, you can always reach out to me. So back to the moon. So this full moon is known as the wolf moon. It was named this because it's said to be inspired by the cries of hungry wolves. So all of the moons have different names. A full moon only occurs during the exact moment when Earth, Moon and Sun form a perfect alignment to our eyes. So the moon seems full for around 3 days. You'll see it in the sky this week. I was reading a wee bit around what Amanda Lynette Meter says, some of the key areas of focus are for this full moon in Leo. She says that it's about discarding insecurities. So she's saying that it's about discarding insecurities. And I'm saying with this theme, you could look at your inner critic. What's your inner critic saying to you? What inner voice is holding you back? Again, that could be your fears of what other people think of you. So the perception thing. The second thing that she says is to celebrate yourself. So I always share this with my clients. You know, abundance grows and more good things happen when we celebrate ourselves and our wins and give gratitude to ourselves for all that we do. So are you celebrating yourself? There's big things that you can celebrate and there's small things. So if you manage to get the house clean, then celebrate that. If you manage to get a wee bit of extra work done, celebrate it. If you manage to rest for the first time in your life, celebrate it. So just celebrating every wee win, no matter how small. And the third thing that she says is about gathering your tribe. So very similar to the last episode, the new moon in Capricorn, where I was talking about making soulful connections and authentic connections. So who are your people? Find your people. So we're in Aquarius season, approaching a new moon in Aquarius in 2 weeks' time. So that means that the full moon falls. The full moon at this time is in Leo, as it's the opposite sign. So this is the polarity in the zodiac chart. So I'll talk a wee bit now about the Leo-Aquarius polarity. So within a season, within a lunation, within within a season, sorry, there will be a new moon lunation and a full moon lunation, and then obviously the moon's doing lots of different things too, but for some reason we only really talk about the new moon and the full moon. So within Aquarius season, which is where we are now, we'll have a new moon in Aquarius, which is in 2 weeks' time, and we'll have a full moon in Leo, which is tomorrow. And that is the polarity. So each season, the new moon will be in the sign of what the season is that we're in, and the full moon will be the polar opposite of that on the zodiac chart. So the Leo Aquarius polarity deals with the balance between all that is personal, which is Leo, and all that is impersonal, which is Aquarius. So the energy of the Leo full moon is creative self-expression and the boost to the individual ego that we receive through pleasure and romance, while the Aquarius sun rules the group, more impersonal friendships and objectivity. This full moon urges us to strike a balance between romance and friendship, and between expressing ourselves in personal and impersonal ways. So the Leo moon is proud and intensely individual, not content with simply just being one of the team. So it's kind of back to that like Leo energy of like the lion, you know, the roar, the loudest, the you know, what they want in their hearts, that being heart-led focus. And the Aquarius sun, while it's individual, values independence and the team aspect. So the full moon eliminates this conflict, which is really interesting. So it's this sort of push and pull of wanting to be, you know, maybe the most seen or the loudest in the room or the most unique. or in your power, in your individual power, using your intuition, and also being part of this team and this community and this tribe and this gathering. So with the full moon, and the full moon being bright in the sky, the symbolic illumination occurs in our own lives. So however, these new feelings and revelations are emotional ones, as there's a sense of emotion bursting forth into our consciousness, it's time to express ourselves and let things out of our system. So over the coming weeks, we'll discover what this means for us. But just let it flow, let it come naturally. Even sit and meditate and ask for guidance. For now, we can't sit on our feelings, so we need to express them. So where are you holding back? What do you need to express? What do you need to release so that you can feel a wee bit lighter and move forward? And also, exercise is a good form of self-care at this time. Yeah, this full moon also, I've got this written down from a source and I can't remember what source it is, but it says this full moon forms a square to Jupiter, and we should watch for exaggeration or overshooting associated with our revelation. So being conscious of that. Yeah, there's also a wee bit around again fear. So, through admitting our fears of criticism and inability to accept criticism, where can that hold us back as well? So it's important to look at that. What feedback are you getting that you're taking as criticism, and how can you use it for improvement? My mummy said this to me all my life. You can't take constructive criticism. Even though from my mummy it definitely wasn't constructive criticism, she was just having a go at you, as mummies do. But yeah, when you feel attacked, you shut down. But where can you look at what feedback you're getting in your life and who's it coming from? And even, what try to look by the tone that it's coming in, and how can that help you to move forward? So that's kind of my overview of the full moon in Leo and what's happening with the planets at the minute. I'm gonna just ask you now to, if you want to do the next wee bit with me. It's a wee journaling exercise. So I'm going to give you multiple questions. I'm going to just ask you to grab your book, grab a pen or pencil, get yourself into a nice cozy space, light some candles, get a cup of cacao or a cup of tea or whatever, and get yourself somewhere with a nice wee bit of relaxation music where you won't be disturbed. And what I'm gonna do, so you don't have to do that now. I'm gonna give you the questions now, and then you can do that in your own time. So if you make a wee note of the journaling prompts, and before you start to answer them, if you just take a couple of deep breaths before each one, and just again ask for guidance and just let flow whatever comes out onto the page. So the questions are, who am I? Who am I? The second question is, what is my truth? The third question is, what can I forgive myself for? The fourth question is, how can I embrace my individuality? The fifth question is, what do I want? What does my heart desire? What do I want? What does my heart desire? The next question is, what ideas and projects have been calling me or want to be birthed through me? Just pause this to get the questions and then hit play again when you're ready. The next question is, what personal growth do I want with this season? The next question is, do I feel uplifted by the people around me? And the final question is, how can I be my true authentic self? Actually, I'm going to throw in a final question. So the question is around perception, and I'm going to ask you to journal on where do I hold fears about what other people think of me? And here it's good to make this one, this particular final question into a wee exercise. So you can make a list of qualities that you think you have or that you have, and then you split the page in half, then make a list of qualities that you think other people think of you or would describe you as. And then look at what emotions you attach to each of the qualities that other people think of you and that you think of yourself. You know, how does that make you feel? And then just journal around that. And with that said, that is the end of our episode. So thank you so much for listening. New Moon in Aquarius episode will be out in 2 weeks' time. As always, if you want to learn more about how you can live cyclically with your menstrual cycle, with the moon, if you don't have a menstrual cycle, or for any information on one-to-ones or yoga classes, drop me a wee message. Thank you so much.